Writing quotas, yes or no? In the first Be a Writing Machine, I wrote about the power of a daily writing quota. I want to explore that further, because I've learned a lot about writing with one. Should you write every day? We can agree that yes, you should write every day, but can you? That's the challenge. None of us write in a vacuum. Most of us don't have the privilege of writing from sunrise to sunset. We have families, jobs, other hobbies, and other responsibilities that we must balance with our writing. So while we should write every day, most of us probably can't. There's nothing wrong with that. For several years, I was lucky if I could find any time to write during the day. I wrote when I could, and because I mastered dictation and writing on my phone, I was able to maintain a prolific output. But I did not have a daily writing quota for the first 7 years of my writing career. You may not be able to accomplish a quota either, and that's okay. However, I have changed my mind about daily writing quotas over the years. While they may not be doable for everyone, there is no doubt that instituting a quota, and sticking to it, will explode your word count in short order. After I graduated from law school, I suddenly found myself with more time to write, so I decided to ratchet up my discipline and spend all that extra time writing. I instituted a writing quota of 2,000 words per day, Monday through Saturday, and 1,000 words on Sunday. That meant I needed to write 13,000 words per week, 52,000 words per month, or 672,000 words per year. I slowly increased my quota over time. Did I hit my quota most days? You bet I did. Did I get upset if I didn't? No, because the law of averages worked in my favor. Some days I was over, some days I was under. It all evened out in the end because I kept writing. As my productivity has improved, I have focused on achieving what prolific writer Dean Wesley Smith calls pulp speed. Pulp speed refers to a range of speeds achieved by classic pulp writers. You cannot call yourself a pulp writer unless you write at least 1 million words per year. Many pulp writers wrote many times more than that. Pulp speed is not easy to achieve unless you have reached the upper echelons of productivity. If you want to write 1 million words per year, you have to write approximately 2,750 words every day without fail. If you miss even one day, then you won't achieve the goal. The math gets even more difficult if you only write 5 days per week. It gets downright brutal if you start missing days. I believe 1 million words per year is a wonderful goal to aspire to, even if you never achieve it. Writing even a quarter of that number will make you very prolific in a few years. 250,000 divided by 50,000 equals 5 novels per year, and 5 novels in 5 years is 25 novels. The mechanics of a quota. Fair warning that there are quite a few numbers in this chapter. I promise that the math is simple, but don't be afraid to read this a few times if you need to. If you decide to institute a quota, keep the following best practices in mind. Number 1. To start, select a word count that is below what you can currently achieve. Otherwise, you'll become discouraged. If you normally write 1,000 words per day, aim for 800. Number 2. Increase your quota gradually until you reach a breaking point. I'm keeping the example above. Hit your 800-word quota until you are comfortable and can achieve it for as long as possible. Then bump it up to 900 words. Do 900 words for a while, then shoot for 1,000. Keep increasing your word count gradually until you start failing regularly. Then back off that number by 10%. That's your optimum writing speed. Number 3. Track your progress. Many writing apps can track how many words you write each day, and this is a great way to map your progress. However, no writing app I know of will track your word counts across all your projects. For example, if you write a short story and then switch to a novel, you probably store both manuscripts in separate files, so you'll have to add two numbers together to get your daily word count. Your app probably won't track your master word count for the year either.